And welcome back to the last half hour of Wake Up with Co-op Radio on 102.7 FM. My name is Grace Kim. Joyce Lam is taking a day off today. And in studio with me this morning, I have Grace Chin, who is the playwright as well as an actress in a play called The Quickie, and her director, Ross Bragg, who is directing this performance, The Quickie, which premieres at Granville Island on February the 7th and continues till February the 16th. So, shall I do the honors, or would one of you like to do the honors of telling us a little bit about the background of the play? I have your media clip here, but I'm sure you have a much better understanding of your own play, Grace.
No, please do, go ahead.
Okay, well, yes, you so eloquently already wrote it, so I might as well just read it from here. So, The Quickie, which premieres on Granville Island, can you really know someone in 5 minutes, and is speed dating a shortcut to happiness or a slippery slope to heartache? TF Productions, the team that brought the city its first accidentally Asian romantic dramedy, Twisting Fortunes, which played to a sold-out house at the Playwrights Theatre Center on Granville Island last year, presents The Quickie, a Vancouver-based contemporary romantic comedy that rips a strip out of speed dating, making whoopee and cultural collision in all the wrong places. So does this sound familiar, Grace and Ross?
Yeah. That's a great description.
Yeah. Thanks,
written
Ross.
By you guys.
So what does a quickie mean,
Ross?
Well, it's interesting. When I first read the play, I thought, you know, quickie, the first thing that everyone thinks about is sex. And, you know, there's a bit about that. But it's also, what interested me about it was the what's quick is that often in dating or when we're meeting people, we make very quick assumptions about them. And, you know, we say, well, I'm not into, you know, tall people. I'm not into,
We
close off all these possibilities, whether it's because of race, because of income or whatever, but we make these very quick judgments, and then you get to a point in life where you start to kind of rethink that and really, you know, should we do that kind of thing?
Right.
And that's what the quickie, I think, is, you know, that's part of what the quickie means.
Talking about that, then, when you say you get to that point in life when you when you have to rethink your initial standards, I guess, if you will, about your life partner, why do you think that is? Do you think it's just out of desperation? Is it maturity?
I think it is maturity. I think it's, and it's interesting that, you know, when if you were to look at the play and the posters and in your first reading, you would think it's a play about young people dating, but it's not so much about, it's about people who have reached that point of life when it's not just about the quickie, and it's about people looking for something long term, and, you know, and even thinking about forever, or, you know, stuff like that, the forever word.
Well, and yet speed dating by its very definition is a quickie.
Yes,
the entire concept is that that you should be able to
find someone
in 5 minutes.
Yes.
I guess.
But yet, the hope is that you'll find someone that'll be in your life for more than 5 minutes,
forever,
perhaps, if you will.
Yes.
Is that, would you say?
Yes. I mean, one of the things that I wanted to explore as a writer in this play was if the bigger, better, faster, more concept applied to relationships. And speed dating is one of those things that I guess came onto the scene like maybe 5-10 years ago.
Yes.
And kind of exploded onto the scene, and people were very excited about it, and it kind of landed around the same time that, you know, things like the web and internet and cell phone communication and everything just kind of became very, very widespread and prevalent, and everything was about communicating better and faster and stuff like that.
Right.
But it just seemed to me that sometimes people still have a hard time actually really connecting and talking in spite of all the technology that we have at our disposal and all the little gimmicks that we have at our disposal, including events like speed dating, which I think could be very useful in terms of just people having less time in life to just go to a lot of bars and spend a lot of money trying to find people. So you go to this event, and hopefully, you know, something happens. But ultimately, you still have to really be able to talk to someone.
Right.
Or really be able to connect with someone. Or if you're sitting across the table from someone that is just completely lacking in social skills, would it help if you went speed dating? Like, would it really help? Would it help even if you had the most powerful, awesome cell phone? If you still can't talk? Well, you know, you get it.
And it's kind of the central question of the play that Grace's character Susan is asking.
Yes.
She's asking the other characters, but asking herself is, can you really know somebody in 5 minutes?
Yes.
And can you?
And you'll find out. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to find out? This is an open call for the listeners now. I want to tell you the phone number. We are giving away a free pair of tickets for the Quickie, which premieres at Granville Island. Again, shows start February 7th and go till February the 16th. If you would like to win a free pair of tickets, call in now at the radio station number 604-684-7561. Elwyn will be on standby waiting for your call. Let's continue this discussion about the Quickie then, and about, can you really know somebody in 5 minutes? Do you come to a conclusion in your play? Do you have a personal conclusion about that?
I do.
Yes.
And it's the same conclusion that I guess the Susan character comes to at the end of the play, which
okay.
I probably shouldn't reveal.
Okay. Okay, well then let me ask you another question. When we're talking about speed dating, internet dating, and this new sort of way of meeting people, have either of you tried any of these methods?
No, the internet didn't exist really, but like, that's how old I am.
You're dating yourself,
yeah.
Ross.
But it is. I remember talking to somebody about speed dating, not speed dating so much as internet dating and just sort of the new world of dating. And they said that, you know, who was about my age, and she was saying that you go through your life and you're asked out on maybe one or two dates or here and there. Every once in a while, but then you're online, and all of a sudden you get 100 invitations, you get 100 dates. You know,
yeah.
it comes quickly, and everyone. But then you never. It's harder to make that real connection, I think, than when you know sort of the old-fashioned way. Sometimes you wonder whether you can make that kind of just sort of meeting in an elevator or something like that. The way that people used to meet, because I think you can make a bunch of really, really quick connections, and you can meet people, and you can have a million dates, but I think it's harder to just sort of sit down, you know, face to face, and what they call the meet space, which is kind of the opposite of MySpace or something, you know, we think about things like Facebook and MySpace and stuff like that, and we really, I just wonder whether we. I'm not saying that, you know, the old days were better, but I just say,
right.
I think it's actually more challenging to really connect with somebody in a way that you can really get to know them.
These days. Well, as far as my own personal experience goes with speed dating, I have not actually speed dated. Full disclosure, I haven't actually speed dated. but I have friends that have, and I did do a lot of research online. I mean, I guess in the same way that if you wanted to write a play or a book about going to prison or about old-fashioned medieval jousting, I mean, would you necessarily have to actually do it? And I thought, well, you know, maybe I do, maybe I don't. Let's see how much I can find out first by asking people. And of my friends who have speed dated, I mean, there are various experiences.
Positive?
Some of them positive, and some of them, well, I wouldn't want to say negative.
Okay.
But let's just say not any more negative than you would get if you went to a bar.
Okay.
If you went to a lounge, if you went to a party and got hit on by some crazy person.
Okay.
or something like that. I guess, yeah, so the general conclusion with that is you can certainly achieve a higher number of hits, which is kind of what Ross is saying with the whole online thing.
Right.
But in terms of the actual quality and in terms of the actual connection, that's still kind of up to you and up to the other guy, person, you know. So,
and so, who are the players? Grace, you play Susan Fan in this production. Who are the other players in this play?
I guess you could say there are four main characters in this play. Susan Fan, Regina Cho, mm-hmm. who is a Korean character, mm-hmm. Grace, and is played by Emily Chow.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Gupta, mm-hmm. who was played by an actor called Rahul Singh,
mm-hmm.
and Daryl Chu, mm-hmm. who was played by another local actor, Alex Chu.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex's character and Rahul's character are friends, and Emily's character and my character are friends, and we both come into the speed dating as friends.
Okay.
And
you get paired up, I'm assuming, two and two. I'm doing some math here, calculations. Is there some pairing up?
There's some interesting pairing up.
Okay.
Some stuff happens.
Okay.
Yeah. But whether it's the appropriate matchup or not, that's kind of for the play to decide and for you guys when you watch it to figure out.
Okay.
And what I find really fun, too, is Grace is talking about the four main characters. It's also part of the story is what happens with the two best friends, the two women
yes.
who are friends and the two men. And, you know, which, you know, happens in real life. It's just, you know, when two best friends are, you know, one of them starts dating, it's almost like as best friends, they have to break up
yes.
in a way. And, you know, they go through that sort of that separation. Or with Susan, the character that Grace plays, and her friend Regina, they're going through, you know, they go through these ups and downs as, you know, Regina's trying to help her come out of her shell and get back into the dating world. And so there's that's part of the dynamic, and there's part of the friendship between the two men that is in jeopardy because of the dating and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that one of the final scenes in Superbad. Not to give anything away, it's the movie's been out for a while.
Uh-huh.
When I guess the two main characters, boys, sort of finally kind of strike it big with the chicks, and they have this kind of man parting. On the escalator.
Yeah. It's a bit of a what we call a bromance between the men.
Okay.
I've heard this
term bromance being used before about Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Uh-huh.
And so here it comes again with Raoul Singh's character and Daryl Alex Chu's character in the quickie. Okay. congratulations to Ivan, who has won the pair of tickets for the quickie. Now, again, the details. The quickie premieres on Granville Island at the Playwrights Theatre Centre, which is on Cartwright Street, Thursday, February the 7th, and runs till Saturday, February the 16th. You can go to the website www.scriptingaloud.ca/quickie for more information. And, it sounds like a very intriguing, interesting, sort of, you know, really timely, especially if you're in this sort of 30, maybe late 20s, 30-something age range, and, you know, it just ain't happening right now, and you're just looking for other people who may be in the same boat as you.
Oh, for sure. I already outed myself on national radio. I told everybody I was 35 on Sounds Like Canada a couple of days ago.
Oh, boo-hoo. There are worse things than being 35, believe you me.
Well, no, I know, I guess. But Sheila Rogers was kind enough to mention the play. I mean, the actual interview didn't have anything to do with the play. It had to do with Going Gray, actually.
Oh, okay.
But she kind of goes, oh, yeah, so, you know, you're a performer and you're in this play. So how old is the character you're playing? So I said, well, 30. And she's like, and how old are you? And I should have said 30-something or 30-ish. But I just kind of said 35. And then she goes, well, you're passing. And I'm like, awesome.
So has it been therapeutic for you then, Grace, as a passing lady, to write this play, perform in it, and have you been able to flesh out some of the angst in you?
Well, I suppose. I mean, you know, as a writer, the whole idea is to, not necessarily for catharsis, but basically just to write what you know,
mm-hmm.
and write what you see around you, and part of that would be yourself, and
mm-hmm.
and it's just about observing yourself as you go through life, and observing other people as they go through life, and then finding the really interesting, challenging or core stories, like what makes life interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And these are questions that I'm asking myself, you know, as a relatively single 35-year-old person.
On the journey,
and it's fun.
Uh-huh.
It's heck of fun, but... wonder sometimes.
Congratulations on this second production from Twisting Fortunes. Congratulations on getting that mounted.
Thank you, guys.
We'll leave both of you today. And congratulations again to Ivan for winning those tickets. For more information again about the Quickie, look up www.scriptingaloud.ca/quickie. Performances at the Playwrights Theatre Centre, February 7th to February the 16th. Thanks to Grace Chin and Ross Bragg for coming in and speaking with us.